Judicial Watch sues Pentagon and Park Police over January 6 Capitol deployment. By Tom Fitton on May 24, 2021. Nancy Pelosi wants to set up a commission to continue the politicization of events at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, saying that those who oppose her are afraid of the truth. That's laughable. Getting to the truth is our specialty, and so we filed Freedom of Information Act. FOIA. Suits against the Department of the Interior and the Department of Defense for records regarding the deployment of armed forces around the Capitol complex in Washington, D.C. In January and February of 2021, Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of the Interior, No. 1:21-CV01302, and Judicial Watch v. U.S. Department of Defense, No. 1:21-CV01301. Who needs a commission when you have trusty Judicial Watch? We sued here in D.C. after the Department of Defense failed to reply to our February 19, 2021, FOIA request for all emails regarding the deployment of U.S. troops around the Capitol complex in Washington, D.C., sent to and from Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Deputy Secretary Kathleen H. Hicks, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark A. Milley, and/or Vice Chairman General Johnny Hyten. We're interested in emails sent between January 6, 2021, and February 19, 2021. We sued the Department of the Interior after the U.S. Park Police, one of its components, failed to reply to a March 18, 2021, FOIA request for all records of communications, including emails and text messages, between officials of the U.S. Park Police and officials of the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police Department regarding the January 6, 2021 pro-Trump rally and or protest at the Capitol building. All records of communications, including emails and text messages, between officials of the U.S. Park Police and officials of the Federal Bureau of Investigation regarding the January 6, 2021 pro-Trump rally and or protest at the Capitol building. All records of communications, including emails and text messages, between officials of the U.S. Park Police and officials of the U.S. Capitol Police regarding the January 6, 2021 pro-Trump rally and or protest at the Capitol building. All records of communications, including emails and text messages, between officials of the U.S. Park Police and officials of the offices of the House and Senate Sergeants at Arms regarding the January 6, 2021 pro-Trump rally and or protest at the Capitol building. All intelligence reports, memoranda, updates, and warnings received by the U.S. Park Police regarding the January 6, 2021 pro-Trump rally and or protest at the Capitol building. The time frame for this request is December 1, 2020, to January 31, 2021. We are deeply troubled that the U.S. Park Police and the Pentagon are suppressing the many unknown facts surrounding the January 6 incident at the U.S. Capitol. With those emotionally charged events shaping the political landscape, it is critical that the American people have a full account of the facts. It is disturbing that we must take the two government agencies to federal court for this basic information. We filed several lawsuits previously regarding the January 6 incident. In March 2021, we filed suit against the U.S. Department of Defense for records about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's January 8, 2021, telephone call with Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley. Pressure from a March 2021 Judicial Watch lawsuit helped bring to light that Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes. In February 2021, we announced a lawsuit against the Capitol Police for emails and video related to the January 6 riot. If Ms. Pelosi wants the truth, she can follow developments in these lawsuits. In the meantime, as I told Newsmax this week, you should be very concerned that any Pelosi commission will be used to target and abuse any and all Americans who oppose the radical left agenda.